This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
You heard this hack?
No. Okay, so I heard it and then I tried it and it worked. Is everyone sick and tired of hearing about my roll up the rim? Ryder isn't even participating this year. He doesn't like that it's through the app. We all have to pivot.
No, okay? I'm old school.
Change is good.
I like chewing and licking on the cup and then ripping it off and handing it to the employee's bare hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then them doing that 1,000 times a day, just touching germs.
Yeah,
that's how
it.
I like my drive-through.
I will admit, biting and rolling up the actual rim was a treat.
Super fun.
Not literally. It's
what
not
a
like
concept.
It's not like I swallowed it. That's not what I meant by treat.
You definitely made it sound like you're chewing it and swallowing it.
Anyway, here's my hack for roll up the rim. Every morning I get coffee and then I immediately get excited to roll up the rim. But because there's such high volume of people rolling up the rim at that time, your chances of winning are slimmer. So it took everything for me the other day to wait till the afternoon to roll.
And?
Both were winners.
No.
I'm not joking. Ryder, I got a free coffee and free 60 points. Both roll-ups, I had two, were winners.
With that 60 points, can you buy a life?
Good one.
Thanks.
Also, it takes 400 points to get one free coffee, so it's really not that exciting, but still.
So you won a Timbit. Congrats.
Well, yeah. I like Timbits.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's top 7 at 7.
Heck yeah, it is. The top 7 long weekend power rankings.
What does that mean?
It means we're going to power rank the long weekends.
Oh, sorry. So I thought you meant like powerful things to do on a long weekend like this one coming up.
Incorrect.
All right. Well, I was half listening. All right. Let's do this.
You were listening better when you were pretending not to listen and rubbing your ears than you are when you have your headphones on and are looking at me speak. Coming in at number 7 for long weekend power rankings.
Ryder, wait. Are you going to put your birthday weekend at number 1? Because mm-mm. That's a selfish move.
I'm not.
Okay.
Coming in at number 7, we got Family Day in February. Because the main reason is it surprises us. Quite often we're like, oh yeah, which has a nice vibe to it for a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can combine it if you're vacationing to get the hell out of here in the worst month of the year and use one less vacation day.
That's very true.
So that's why it made the list. At number 6, Labor Day weekend. This is the
September
long, which is my birthday weekend.
And why?
I tried to be impartial.
I know.
What's nice about it is usually people don't have plans, and it's nice to have a long weekend without plans.
Most
long weekends, you've got things to do.
Isn't the September long weekend, though, like usually dedicated to getting ready for school, the school season? Like,
yeah.
Parents are definitely a bit busy.
Well, I don't think people wait till then.
Mm.
Like, I think most people get their back-to-school shopping done in August, so the kids don't really want to do anything. Their school usually starts. I don't know. It's got a nice, like, let's chill out and crush a TV series vibe for a long weekend.
I like it. Number 5 on the list.
Easter.
Yeah.
That's what we're coming up on this weekend. And the reason it did make the list and jumped a couple of these other ones is the chocolate. That's a nice little touch to this long weekend.
There's usually homemade buns involved.
Yeah. It's a little bit confusing, the food. What, like, if you are Christian, what you're allowed to eat, what days and stuff.
Okay.
Like, so I'm always hesitant to, you know, get a turkey because I'm like, is it even allowed? Are my parents going to judge me if.
So what do you get instead? Fish?
I think you're supposed to have fish on like the Friday or so. I don't know.
If anyone knows.
See?
To our Christian listeners, can you give us a menu list?
It's confusing though. And I think like there's the 40-day fasts and things that happen around this time of year too. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No. Okay, next on the list, number 4.
Canada Day.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Would have been higher if it was easier to say.
It's very hard to say. Try it right now. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Canada Day.
Canada Day.
When it falls on a Friday through Monday, it officially makes it a long weekend. Another reason it didn't jump is it's not always a long weekend. Sometimes it's a random Wednesday off. not as awesome.
Yeah, not ideal.
At number three for the long weekend power rankings, you got your Thanksgiving. Now, it's pretty much Easter, but the food's not confusing.
Yeah, you know you're having leftover turkey buns.
And the sports are good, just like
sports
this time of year.
Good. Yeah, comfort food.
Family.
It's cold out, so you're just like inside. It's like a little bit too warm because there's too many people in the room.
Also,
but
shout out to a Thanksgiving nap.
Ooh.
That's got to be like one of the most elite naps. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow for the top seven. At number two, we got August long.
It
rips.
It does.
The only thing that sucks about it is you're past the halfway. This was back when I went to school, or all of us went to school. You're past the halfway point of summer holidays, and you know it.
Mm.
So it's not as awesome.
Yeah, you're actually kind of dealing with an entire long weekend scaries.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. And at number one, we got May long. Like, come on.
No, that should not be number one. It always rains.
It doesn't always rain.
Okay. Just you wait and see.
Well, we could use the rain this year, so.
Oh, classic.
Even better. Plus, it's got the cute little nickname, May 2-4. And you always get it like a 2-4. Do you do that? You stopped listening again.
No.
Did you stop listening?
Well, I was reading the text about the kind of food you're supposed to eat on Easter. What is in mini eggs? That's not normal.
What do you mean?
Why is it so good?
They're mid.
What?
They're mid.
Get out!
Of the studio?
Of my life. Who says mini eggs are mid?
They are mid.
What is better than a mini egg?
A Lindor? It's a higher quality chocolate.
Okay, but with a Lindor, you can have one, and then you're done.
No, you can have three.
That's not enough chocolate.
They come in a three-pack for that exact reason.
No, it's all about the big purple bag of mini eggs. $18.
Didn't you say you get like violent diarrhea from mini eggs?
Ryder! No.
Oh, I'm not supposed to share
no,
that.
No, I don't get diarrhea from mini eggs. I get zits. You're thinking of red dye. I can't eat like red candy. Like licorice destroys me.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for bringing it up.
They got a good bite. I'll say like they got a decent bite. I like how they like pop a little bit.
Yeah, the crunch.
Yeah, the crunch is okay. You can't tell me they're better than Lindor's.
You disgust me. I just want you to know that.
This is right up your alley. An open casting call.
What's this casting call for?
The Abandons.
Is it for extras or a main character?
Extras, which is what you'd be qualified for.
Ryder.
That was the meanest thing I've ever said.
Hey, we just need the back of your head.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
But that's your experience with
Ryder, that's not true. You can see my entire face in Snow Day twice. I was also in War Bride with Brad Pitt. Ryder.
You dreamt that you were Brad Pitt's War Bride.
No, I was in War Bride.
The back of your head?
No, well, I actually don't know if you could see me in the scene.
Congrats. Yeah, it's a Netflix 1950s Western TV series. That'll start filming in Calgary and surrounding area.
Oh, Calgary, okay.
May 14th to October 17th. And they're looking for authentic looking. Congrats.
What does that mean? It doesn't look like I know what an iPhone is.
Unique character faces. Blue collar lookers. Blacksmiths, rancher types, labor
Ryder!
Types, butchers. Upscale affluent looks. And amputees. That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
What? You look like a butcher.
Okay, Ryder. Okay, so do you agree with this, though? When they are doing their casting, you can't have like modern-looking faces.
Correct.
Girls that have lip injections or have had filler done or
that's
certain
exactly
hairstyles.
Right.
Like, there was
yeah, your blue hair when you were rocking that. Probably wouldn't work for this 1850s Western TV series that is looking for people.
Here's the thing, though. When you're an extra, just know that you're going to be waiting around all day, and you might get in a scene.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't pay you.
What? Really? Yeah. Well, I got paid for Snow Day because I had, like, main character energy.
You were in it for 7 seconds.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We have Chad on the phone, ready to win potentially $1,000 with Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. How are you feeling today?
All good. All good.
Perfect.
Here's how the game works. You're going to pick a teammate, either Lisa or myself, who will leave the room and not be able to hear anything for round one, where the other host will give you five words. You tell us the first word that comes to mind for each. We'll invite your teammate back in. They'll play the same game for every word that matches. $25. If you hit all five, $1,000.
$1,000. Who's your teammate this morning?
I'm going to go with Ryder.
All right, get out of here. All right, get in the zone. Take a deep breath. Relax your shoulders. I'm starting your 25-second timer after I say the first word. Good luck. What is the first word that comes to your mind when I say park?
Nature.
Fried.
Chicken.
Bullet.
Gun.
Umbrella.
Rain.
Scrub.
Clean.
Good answers. You had 3 seconds left on the clock. Let's get Ryder back in here. Are you ready to give away some money, Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder, what is the first word that comes to your mind when I say fried?
John Bulldog Coffee.
Fried. Food?
Chicken.
Oh,
come on, it's
Jesus.
Your favorite thing to eat. Come on. Rough start. Bullet.
Gun.
$25.
I don't want to play anymore.
I know, you're so mad.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Okay, we got $25. Let's make it 50. What comes to mind when I say umbrella?
Rain.
$50. What comes to mind when I say scrub?
Scrub wash.
Clean. So close.
Same idea.
We got $50. Let's try and send Chad home with $75. What comes to mind when I say park?
Car.
He said nature. That was tough.
Oh, yeah.
That was
interesting.
Tough.
Interesting.
But you know what? You picked up $50, so no wall of shame for you today, Chad.
Yeah, all good. All good.
Sorry, thanks, man.
No worries, brother.
I should have got that chicken one.
Aww,
for sure.
He was so sweet. Yeah. Okay, your next chance to play is tomorrow. Ryder, I think we've decided. It's a short week. Tomorrow's your last chance to play.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it a text contest tomorrow. So be listening for your cue to text. Texter 107 will get to play Ryder and Lisa's 1K Word
and
Play.
And this is great for people that are streaming us.
Yeah,
as there is a slight delay there, so it kind of evens it up.
There you go.
For streamers.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey. This was a couple weeks ago. The Pittsburgh Penguins were going to hand out hundreds of Yammer Yager bobbleheads,
mm-hmm.
but the truck was stolen.
Sure was, yeah.
It has since been returned to the team. So now what? Like, how annoying would that be to, like, find out who was all there and then send it to their house?
No, I think everybody got a coupon.
Oh.
It's actually a pretty smart idea. Now they got to go back to the rink, so people are probably like, may as well go to a game.
True, might as well buy tickets.
The Penguins aren't doing well this year, so it's probably hard to draw a crowd. Can you imagine being the guys that stole that?
How embarrassing to have to bring that back.
Like opening the back and being like, what do we got here?
Yeah, how much money can we make? Is there some copper back here?
Gold? No, bobbleheads. Before you move on, I know you phonetically spelled Yammer Yager so you could pronounce it right. I just want to hear how you spelt it.
Yammer Yager. Yammer Yager. In fact, I actually, when I wrote it, I went, oh, I should have done Yager for the Yager, but I still nailed it. New Korean restaurant in Melbourne has gotten some attention due to their petty revenge sign out front. What a great way to market your new restaurant. It says, hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I'm poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue.
Ooh, revenge is a dish best served barbecued. What? I thought that was so cool after when I was saying it in my head first.
You looked so confident. Shoplifting has increased, which means a lot of common items now have to be in those clear cases.
Which makes shopping lame.
Oh, it's not fun at all when you're trying to find an employee. Yeah, it's killing the overall vibe of shopping.
For sure.
But There's a new product called the Freedom Case that allows people to open it with their phone. I'm assuming that would be like an app or something. You have to share your phone number in order to receive the code to open the cases. I guess you can like kind of have fun with that. You can feel like you're... What's that guy?
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, you would feel... Yeah, you'd feel like Spy Kids.
Yeah, I like that. I shoplifted once from a kitchen supply store.
Ryder, why would you tell people this?
It was a whisk I was willing to take.
Oh, it's a joke.
A good one. A strange and scary thing is starting to trend in New York. There's been four different people that have gone onto socials recently and shared their story about just walking down the street.
Looking at their phone. So
looking at their phone. That's what they have in common.
Yeah, they're minding their business.
Women, also what they have in common. And they get punched in the face by a random guy or random men.
Yeah, and then the men just run away. Or it's one particular person.
I feel like it's one. My guess is it's one person.
But that's so weird.
How hard would it be to, like, convince your bro?
Right.
They're like, hey, listen, I've got this idea.
Yeah, this is going to be hilarious.
I hope somebody, like, with a martial arts background has this happen to them and kicks the living crap out of the guy. The other option is literally carrying weapons.
Mm.
I would love... to hear a story, and genuinely, if a random guy came up and punched a woman in the face and she pulled out a gun and shot him, I'd be pumped for her, especially if it's the same guy that's doing this. Yeah, it's a bit extreme. I'm not saying maybe shoot him in the head, shoot him in the kneecap, pap, pap, both, get them both.
Maybe in the foot.
Foot, awesome. Yeah, try running away now, idiot. So that's the other option is weapons. Imagine nunchucks, Ninja Turtle weapons.
I was just going to say, the Ninja Turtles, they already have that.
You got a staff, you got whatever Raphael carries, the like fork.
No, there's a shield. Isn't there one of them has a shield? No?
Mm-mm.
What am I thinking of? Oh, Captain America.
Yeah, Donatello sometimes carries a shield.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A sword and a shield.
No, Donatello has the staff.
Listen, I didn't watch Ninja Turtles. I watched Arthur. Where instead, we just learned life lessons. We sat down and we talked about it. We talked about this on the show. I said, nobody does the courtesy wave anymore.
Okay.
I even wrote out like a rant on our website. If you haven't read that, check it out. Play107.com.
I don't do the courtesy wave.
Well, whatever. Even if it's just like any type of acknowledgement. Ryder, you don't put up the shocker. Please tell me you don't do that. I'd rather not get a courtesy wave. Anyway, here's my update. It's a continuation of the complaint.
Okay.
All the comments after I posted this article on our socials, our Facebook page, Play107, our Instagram, Play107YEG, all the comments, I do it. I give the courtesy wave. Really? Then where is it? Because I still haven't seen one since I complained about it a few weeks ago.
That's because you never let people in.
Yes, I
You drive like an a-hole.
Prove it. You can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? Stop putting up the shocker.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.